Visa rolls out its pre-ransomware notification system, GitHub leaks its private RSA key, and the winner of $500,000 at Pwn to Own 2023. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 27th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, CISA has launched a new program named the Pre-Ransomware Notification Initiative. The project will detect ransomware intrusions and notify affected organizations before the attackers can encrypt files. The gap between initial access and file encryption can range from a few hours up to days or weeks. CISA says the initiative will rely on intelligence from private industry, such as the cybersecurity research community, infrastructure providers, and cyber threat intelligence companies. The program has notified 60 entities about impending ransomware attacks since the start of the year. Meanwhile, the FBI has warned cybercrime gangs are using tactics typically seen in BEC attacks to hijack supply chains and steal physical goods. Threat actors are compromising email accounts to request product deliveries be rerouted to new locations. The FBI says that victimized vendors assume they're conducting legitimate business transactions and are fulfilling purchase orders and only discovering the fraud when they invoice the hacked companies. In other news, the Turkmen government has taken extreme steps in recent months to block access to the Tor network. According to Tor project volunteers, the government there has blocked entire IP ranges belonging to some of the world's largest hosting providers in an attempt to block access to Tor network bridges. The blocked hosting providers include AWS, Hetzner, DigitalOcean, and Linode. The government has also blocked Snowflake, a protocol developed by the Tor project specifically for situations when their connection is blocked, which marks the first time a government has managed to block it. GitHub has rotated the RSA private key it uses to secure Git operations over SSH on the github.com domain. GitHub says it rotated the key after it was accidentally exposed in a public repository last week. The change doesn't affect browser traffic to the GitHub website nor Git operations performed on GitHub via HTTPS. Microsoft will block emails from its Exchange Online infrastructure that originate from on-premise Exchange email servers running outdated software. The block will not be enforced right away. Instead, Microsoft will notify Exchange server owners about their insecure server and gradually throttle email traffic from unpatched servers. If the servers aren't patched after 90 days, Microsoft says it will block traffic from then. Once servers are patched, any throttling or blocking will be lifted. The block is part of a new security feature named Transport-Based Enforcement System and will apply to all on-premise Exchange servers that have formally reached end of life. The list includes Exchange 2007, Exchange 2010, and soon Exchange 2013. The UK National Crime Agency says its agents created several fake DDoS for hire services that are still operating today. The agency chose to reveal one of the sites last week by replacing its homepage with a splash screen announcing its involvement. The NCA didn't say how many sites it runs, but says it collected the data of several thousand people who registered on the sites so far. Meanwhile, in Australia, the Federal Police have detained four suspects and charged them with laundering the proceeds of BEC attacks. Officials say the group carried out at least 15 attacks from January 2020 to March 2023 and laundered more than $1.7 million Australian dollars. The AFP says the four suspects set up more than 80 bank accounts using stolen identities to help transfer money out of Australia. Suspects include a 26-year-old man from Melbourne, a 30-year-old man from Adelaide, and two women, 35 and 27 years old, from Brisbane. Google's Project Zero says the CentOS Linux distro has failed to backport kernel security fixes in older releases, leaving users and customers vulnerable to attacks. Google has notified Red Hat Software, but after 90 days, Red Hat had still not backported the kernel security fixes to its older CentOS releases. French cybersecurity firm Synactive has won this year's Pwn to Own hacking contest with six successful exploits that earned its team $530,000. Synactive successfully hacked a Tesla Model 3 car twice, all the three major operating systems, macOS, Ubuntu and Windows 11, and the Oracle VirtualBox virtualization software. And because they hacked the Tesla, they also got to keep it. This is the second time the company has triumphed at Pwn to Own. It also won in 2021. US Cybercom has confirmed it sent a Hunt Ford team to help the Albanian government recover from a series of Iranian cyber attacks that crippled the country last summer. Cybercom has conducted 44 Hunt Ford missions in 22 countries since 2018. The attacks targeted Albanian government services with cryptors and wipers and were so serious that the country considered invoking NATO's Article 5 in response. And finally, the hacker who stole $197 million worth of cryptocurrency from the Eula Finance platform has returned more than $107 million to the platform in three transactions. The returns come following negotiations between the two sides. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Proofpoint Senior Threat Intelligence Analyst Selena Larson discussing TA-499, a new Russian threat actor.
Proofpoint recently published research on TA-499, also known as Vovin and Lexus, a Russia-aligned threat actor that has aggressively engaged in email campaigns since at least 2021. The threat actor's campaigns attempt to convince high-profile North American and European government officials, as well as CEOs of prominent companies and celebrities, to participate in recorded phone calls or video chats. The calls are almost certainly a pro-Russia propaganda effort designed to create negative political content about those who have spoken out against Russian President Vladimir Putin and, in the last year, opposed Russia's invasion of Ukraine. TA-499 is not a threat to take lightly due to the damage such propaganda could have on the brand and public perception of those targeted, as well as the perpetuation of disinformation. You can learn more about TA-499 on the Proofpoint Threat Insight blog.
That was Selena Larson from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Just head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.